مبادرة ضوء لتسجيل الكتب الصوتية للمكفوفين وضعاف البصر بصوت المتطوعة رقية شمس الدين.
مادة اللغة الإنجليزية للثالث الثانوي الأدبي، كتاب الطالب Student Book، الوحدة الأولى بعنوان World Issues، الدرس الثالث بعنوان Recycling Resources من بداية الصفحة 22 حتى نهاية الصفحة 26. Recycling Resources Module 1 World Issues. تتضمن هذه الوحدة Grammar Talking about wishes Vocabulary Color idioms and the three-part phrasal verbs Reading Reading for jest and detail Listening Listening for jest and general understanding. Speaking, discussion information in a chart. Writing, a report based on statistics. الفقرة الأولى بعنوان Discuss. Number 1. Discuss these questions. A. Which of these is the most accurate definition of recycling? Number 1. Using objects and materials more than once. Number 2. Processing objects and materials so they can be used again. Number 3. Refusing to throw away objects and materials. Answer is number 2. The most accurate definition of recycling is processing objects and materials so they can be used again. B. Why is recycling becoming such an important issue for many people today? C. Can you think of any reasons not to recycle? Number 2. Look at the photographs and discuss these questions. الصور التي لدينا هي الصورة الأولى glass الصورة الثانية paper and cardboard الصورة الثالثة plastic والصورة الرابعة metal. السؤال الأول Which of these waste products in the photos are recycled in Syria? السؤال الثاني What happens to the waste products that are not recycled? السؤال الثالث How could these waste products be recycled? والسؤال الثالث والرابع والخامس هم أسئلة استماع. والآن مع فقرة Think and Speak. السؤال السادس Read the text below. Discuss these questions in pairs or groups. Recycling in Syria. Syria is at the forefront of regional recycling. Hosting regional conferences dedicated to the protection of the environment, water conservation, and climate change. Major recycling plants have been built in the last few years in order to dispose safely of substances such as plastic, batteries, and other waste materials. There is a greatly increased awareness of the fragile local environment and the need to take care of Syria's precious natural resources. والآن مع الأسئلة. A. Which materials can be recycled in Syria? B. How seriously do people take the problem of waste and recycling in Syria? C. Can you think of ways of improving the recycling process in Syria? نهاية فقرة Think and Speak. والآن مع فقرة Vocabulary. سنتحدث في فقرة Vocabulary عن Color Idioms و Three-Part Phrasal Verbs. والآن مع Color Idioms. Number 1. Replace the underlined phrases in these sentences with the correct form of one of the color idioms in this list. هنا هنا لدينا قائمة تتضمن color idioms. Number one, out of the blue. Number two, red tape. Number three, to be in black and white. Number four, to see red. Number five, to give the green light. And number six, to put someone on the black list. والآن مع الجمل. الجملة A, when he accused me of being wasteful, I got very angry. Answer is, I saw red. وأصبحت الجملة, when he accused me of being wasteful, I saw red. B, we have to stop companies from polluting the environment. We should tell the public they have done something wrong. Answer is, we should put them on the blacklist. وأصبحت الجملة, we have to stop companies from polluting the environment. We should put them on the blacklist. الجملة C, they have said yes to the building of a new incinerator. Answer is, given the green light. وأصبحت الجملة, they have given the green light to the building of a new incinerator. الجملة D, the rules clearly say that we must not leave rubbish outside our homes. Look, it's printed here. Answer is, it's in black and white. وأصبحت الجملة, the rules clearly say that we must not leave rubbish outside our homes. Look, it's in black and white. الجملة E, it's almost impossible to get a passport quickly. There is so much paperwork and administration. Answer is, red tape. وأصبحت الجملة, it's almost impossible to get a passport quickly. There is so much red tape. F, I heard this morning, unexpectedly, that I'd won a writing competition. Answer is, out of the blue. وأصبحت الجملة, I heard this morning, out of the blue, that I'd won a writing competition. Number two, discuss these questions in pairs. A, what makes you see red? B, which organization would you put on an environmental blacklist? والآن مع three-part phrasal verbs. والسؤال الثالث, in the conversation, two speakers use a three-part phrasal verb. Find the three-part phrasal verbs in the sentences that match each verb with the one of the meaning below. Sentence A. Things are moving so fast, it's impossible to keep up with the change. Three-part phrasal verb is keep up with, and the meaning is know the latest information about. Sentence B, supermarkets should cut down on packaging. Three-part phrasal verb is cut down on. The meaning is reduce. C, we've come up against serious problem in our plan to recycle rubbish. Three-part phrasal verb is come up against. The meaning is meet or face. D, I'm looking forward to the day when 100% of our rubbish is recycled. Three-part phrasal verb is looking forward to. The meaning is wait with pleasure for something to happen. E, scientists have just come up with a new way of reprocessing plastic. Three-part phrasal verb is come up with. The meaning is invent or discover or find. F, people living near the bus station Put up with a lot of noise. Three-part phrasal verb is put up with. The meaning is accept, stand, or tolerate. Question number 4. Now, discuss these questions with a partner. A. How do you keep up with the news about your country? B. What are you looking forward to at the moment? C. What irritation do you have to put up with in your daily life? And D. How could you prevent or reduce the irritations? انتهينا من فقرة vocabulary والآن مع فقرة grammar. Talking about wishes. Activity book grammar file page 84. Question number 1. Read sentences A to E from the conversation and answer these questions. Question number 1. In which sentences do the speakers express regret? Question number 2. In which sentences do the speakers express criticism or annoyance? والآن مع قراءة الجمل. الجملة الأولى: I wish people would take the problem more seriously. Answer is criticism. B. I wish we could recycle plastic more easily. Answer is regret. C. I wish every country had a system like that. Answer is regret. D. I wish I were in charge of our company. Answer is regret. E. I wish they wouldn't do that. Answer is criticism or annoyance. Question number 2. Which group of sentences use wish plus would? And which group use wish plus past simple? Sentence A and E, wish plus would. Sentence C and D, wish plus past simple. Sentence B, wish plus could. Number 3. Match sentences from A to E above with these follow-up sentences. Sentences are, number 1, I suppose one day they might. Number 2, it's so annoying. Number 3, hopefully we will be able to eventually. Number 4, but I know that's never going to happen. Number 5, maybe one day they will. Now, sentence A, I wish people would take the problem more seriously. With sentence number 5, maybe one day they will. B. I wish we could recycle plastic more easily with sentence number 3. Hopefully we will be able to eventually. C. I wish every country had a system like that. With sentence number 1. I suppose one day they might. D. I wish I were in charge of our company. With sentence number 4. But I know that's never going to happen. E. I wish they wouldn't do that. With sentence number 2. It's so annoying. Question number 4. Look at the picture A to E below. Are the speakers expressing regret or criticism? A. I wish he'd stop smoking. Answer is criticism. B. I wish I was 25 years younger. Answer is regret. D. I wish they'd stop making so much noise. Answer is regret. C. I wish I could swim. Answer is criticism. E. I wish I was 10 centimeters taller. Answer is regret. Question number 5. Write wish sentences which could follow these beginnings. A. I'm really tired, but I can't sleep at night. I wish I could sleep at night. B. The weather is too hot at the moment. I wish it was cooler. C. People drive too fast in the city center. I wish they would drive more slowly. D. The streets are very dirty. I wish they were cleaner. Question number 6. Complete the sentences with your own ideas, then compare your sentences with those of other students. A. I wish I was. B. I wish I could. And C. I wish people would. انتهى فقرة grammar والآن مع فقرة reading. A report based on statistics. والفقرة الأولى بعنوان Interpret and Discuss. هنا لدينا تمرين يوضح لنا كيفية قراءة المخطط البياني bar chart، حيث هذا المخطط يعرض الكميات التي تم تدويرها من 5 مواد، ألا وهي paper and card, glass, green waste, metals and other materials. خلال السنوات الممتدة من 2004 حتى 2009، يتكون هذا المخطط من محورين: أفقي ويمثل السنوات، وشاقولي ويمثل الكميات. والآن مع السؤال الأول. Look at this bar chart. What does it tell you? Discuss your ideas with a partner and write down 3 key facts illustrated in the chart. Example: In 2009-2010, a total of 4.5 million tons of household waste were recycled. Answer is number 1. The overall amount of recycling has increased every year. Number 2. The overall amount of recycling has doubled. Number 3. The greatest overall increase in recycling is in green waste. And number 4, the smallest overall increase is in metal waste. الفقرة الثانية بعنوان Read and Reflect. Question number 2. Read this report based on the charts in exercise number 1. هنا لدينا تقرير عن الإحصائيات التي ذكرت في السؤال السابق. التقرير بعنوان Waste and Recycling 2005-2010. Key facts. First, during the year 2009-2010, 4.5 million tons of household waste was recycled. Second, this is almost twice the amount of waste recycled in the year 2006-2007. Third, 5 different type of waste were measured: paper and card, glass, green waste, metal and other materials. Fourth, in the first year of the survey, more paper and card was recycled than any other material. But by 2009-2010, green waste was the largest component with about 30% of the total. Fifth, in 2009-2010, the second largest component was metal, 28%, then glass, 20%. Sixth, there was also an increase in the amount of other material recycled. والآن مع الأسئلة. A. Does it contain any of the key facts you wrote down? B. When piece of information in the report is incorrect, can you find it? Answer is the 5th key fact is wrong. The second largest component was paper and card, then other materials. Question number 3. Write a paragraph of 35 to 50 words headed conclusion to summarize the key points given in exercise number 2. نهاية التسجيل.